Good evening. I'm KRCB News Director Bruce Robinson. Economic uncertainty cast a shadow over the 6th annual State of Sonoma County Breakfast this morning. But after hearing forecasts that the outlook for jobs, housing, and other key indicators should turn back upward in late 2009 or early 2010, and an upbeat early report from the county's 16-month-old Innovation Council, the full house of business people and other local leaders at the Doubletree Hotel in Rohnert Park heard Paul Kelly, the new chair of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, deliver this measured assessment of the state of the county as of January 2009.
It's a great pleasure to be here this morning and to give you the state of the county. I would like to know who's responsible for scheduling me after the inauguration, though, especially when we got a chance to listen to President Obama, who is definitely the most articulate president that we've had in quite some time. As you've seen, there are indicators that our nation, our state, and our county, and our communities are in a challenging economic period, and one of the most challenging that we've seen in many years. I think one of our key things that we need to do is to maintain perspective. A noted economist recently said a year ago the national attitude towards the economy was one of denial, and today it's one of hysteria. And I think we know that reality is somewhere in between. Here in Sonoma County, we're marginally better off than around the nation as well as the state. State unemployment in 2009 is projected to run around 10%, and the county unemployment may reach 8%. Yet our economy and our people are diverse and resilient. It's going to be tough, but we will persevere, and working together, I believe we will thrive. Even so, we are in the midst of some truly intense times, and I know that we will handle those with many of our activities and actions today. Most of them will be successful today, but more importantly, focusing on the future. I'd like to touch on three areas today: the challenges and opportunities that we are facing. I'd also like to talk about the need for innovation and to meet those challenges. And finally, the role of partnerships and what they must play in seizing these opportunities and getting us through these tough times. First, some of the challenges and opportunities. A faltering economy causes great concern on many levels and causes many challenges for us on all those levels. Employees that need a paycheck to make ends meet, businesses that need a sufficient bottom line to stay in business, and for government, the needs of a healthy economy to provide the services that we expect and that are necessary to maintain our quality of life. On top of this, we face the specter of climate change. We confront the sober realization that we must act now to slow the threatening changes to the world we live in. To do so, we must embrace a cultural ethic, as I like to call it, that utilizes green business practices to preserve both scarce resources and preserve and enhance the bottom line. I'm proud to say that Sonoma County began taking action on climate change in 2001, and we have led the nation with several precedents, such as the boldest greenhouse gas reduction target of 25% below 1990 levels by 2015. Our aim is to go beyond just compliance with state mandates like AB 32 or SB 375 and show leadership and what's possible. You may wonder how this community can do that. We will achieve these bold greenhouse gas emissions goals through business, government, youth, and community leaders throughout Sonoma County, and they will work together. And we have been doing that for the last 2 years to produce the Community Climate Action Plan, the blueprint for the future. The scale is huge. For example, the plan calls for retrofitting 80% of the county's building stock, moving away from single occupancy vehicles, reducing vehicle miles traveled, and developing local renewable energy. Sonoma County must go beyond just rhetoric to real solutions. We will provide that large-scale shift from a carbon-based economy is not only possible, but economically feasible. As a demonstration of the county's commitment to lead by example, the Board of Supervisors just approved a hydrogen fuel cell project for the county facilities that will be completed in 18 months. The project will save you, the taxpayers, $30 million over the lifespan of that project. It will generate electricity and will take us effectively off the grid. And it will surpass our greenhouse gas emissions goals for our own facilities. Sustainability is no longer a buzzword. It's a mandate that we must achieve for a better tomorrow. Now, the availability of natural resources like water and gravel forests are limited. Business growth in the future will need to succeed with the resources that are available today, and also need to succeed with the potential impacts of things like a drought that we may have to deal with this year. These resources must be used efficiently, effectively, and wisely to achieve better results. Green business practices preserve both scarce resources as well as the bottom line. These efforts were and continue to be supported by the strong partnership and work we've done with the Sonoma County Climate Protection Campaign, and I'd like to thank Ann Hancock and the campaign for their efforts. I know she's here, and I appreciate their efforts to put that together. As was mentioned previously, we began in 08 to implementing the county strategic plan to provide a proactive framework for every county department to deliver services on a more effective and efficient ways. This effort, combined with the Innovation Council report on our economy, our climate, and the availability of resources, has clearly given and helped us focus our energies. And make no mistake about it, these challenges will come with inherent opportunities. I think not wasting a crisis is a good way to put it. The new technology needed to help us meet the mandates of climate protection means new industries, new jobs, and the opportunity for Sonoma County to be a leader in green development. Indeed, the showcase that you've seen outside of this room highlights many of the new industries and projects already in motion. If we had any doubt that the old way of doing things had its limitations, the current roller coaster economy should cause us to pause and reassess our priorities. We are in a new era, and we must fuel progress through new ideas and new ways of doing things. That brings me to the second thing I'd like to make a point on, and that is of innovation. By focusing on innovation and seeking new opportunities and by adding value to processes, we face these times with determination, and I am confident that we will overcome them. What does innovation mean for our community and for our local government? You saw previously that invention is the creation of new ideas. Innovation is the process of converting those ideas into productive uses that add economic and social value to all of us. Innovation can occur through step-by-step improvements, breakthroughs in thinking, organizational processes, or partnerships. True innovation is necessary to drive increased productivity in all sectors of our community. In short, fresh thinking and bold action produce better results for residents, public agencies, as well as businesses. Bill Gates once said, "Never before in history has innovation offered promise of so much to so many in so short of time." And just consider what his business has done as innovation and the impact on our lives. I am confident that we will innovate ourselves out of current challenges and into a brighter future. In order for collective innovation to bear fruit, we must work together. So my third thing that I wanted to talk about is partnerships. Too often in the past, government, business, and our communities have been trying to solve problems alone, and sometimes in competition. We will put ourselves out of these tough times, we'll pull ourselves out, not by conducting business as usual, or, as I said, in those separate arenas, and oftentimes a silo thinking, but we must break down those barriers and create a vibrant new partnerships that combine existing resources and programs. Such a coordinated effort has been very successful in our current countywide tourism bureau. As an example, the bureau has partnered with us, the sponsor, Sonoma County, with local businesses, the Wine Grape Commission, the Sonoma County Vintners, to promote Sonoma County as a unified brand, providing effective and cohesive marketing for tourism services here in Sonoma County, as well as our products and events. The Bureau serves a vital resource for local businesses, fostering really a key component of our economy, which in 2006 generated $1.2 billion in destination spending and $26 million in local tax revenue. And as you saw in one of Ben Stone's slides, tourism spending in Sonoma County continues to outpace Napa County. Not that we're in competition. Aha. The three major areas of focus in the recent Innovation Council study and much of the county strategic plan underscore the importance of true partnerships. To increase the percentage of young people graduating from high school and to prepare them to enter the workforce, leaders in education and business must work together to ensure tangible results that impact our society and benefit our businesses and our community. To realize meaningful gains in reducing greenhouse gas emissions and resource usage, we must work together with shared understanding of the respective challenges that we each face. To foster an economic climate that encourages entrepreneurial and sustainable businesses, we have to bring all Sonoma County's public and private business development resources together to achieve that success. In the past few years, we've been forming collaborative groups to address problems and mutual concern. I really believe we'll see more of those in the future. Challenges are really opportunities to bring people together. We have talked about government changing the way it relates to business as a means of creating a sustainable economy, but this will only work if all our cities and county government work with schools, nonprofits, faith-based organizations, business, and labor to find better ways of working together. Now, one of the things that I think was clear when we listened to President Obama's speech yesterday was, in my mind, his call to a new era of responsibility. As he mentioned in his speech, what is required of us now is a new era of responsibility. Our time of standing pat, of protecting narrow interests and putting off unpleasant decisions has surely passed. And I think, as an example of that responsibility, your county government spent a lot of time doing what was previously mentioned in developing a strategic plan. It's an example of your government being responsible and having to look at challenging and unpleasant decisions. It's not only a short-term, but a long-term look. Just as local governments should be doing business plans, just like local businesses do. As a steward of your tax dollars, we strive to put those tax dollars to work effectively by using today's resources to prepare for our future. Some decisions are not easy. In fact, they can be painful, or as President Obama said, unpleasant. And just as local businesses, nonprofits, and various cities have had to make hard, unpopular decisions, so has your county government. For instance, our decision to gradually and sensitively change retiree health plans for county employees will do much to avoid a fiscal meltdown, something the state and federal governments have been unable to do up to now. This was a challenging, unpleasant, difficult, and necessary decision. And more difficult decisions are coming. In times of hardship, come sacrifice, and by all of us, the county's provision of basic services with less funding will definitely remain one of our greatest challenges this coming year. As was recently reported in the paper, the county will have less revenues this year, which means we will be looking at all kinds of cutting spending options. We must and will do our best to serve more people with less. We will accomplish this in the same way that we did with health benefits, working to identify long-term problems and then making informed, fact-based decisions with our community's current needs and future well-being in mind. And I invite you to spend some time this morning looking at the county department exhibits and booths outside this room. You will see examples of what I'm talking about today: meeting challenges, using innovation, and forming partnerships for effective change. Here's a few examples. Health Action 2020 is a broad-based partnership between private and public providers of health services. Spearheaded by Rita Scardacci and former Supervisor Tim Smith, this effort reflects the strengths and gains that are realized through increased partnerships and by breaking down old ways of doing business. Health Action 2020 engaged a broad spectrum of stakeholders in a community dialogue on health. The goal was to enrich the collective understanding of local health issues and solutions, and they created a shared vision of community health improvement based on multiple determinants of health. Further, through the development and implementation of collaborative recommendations based on necessary and achievable goals, the health of our community and its citizens will be improved. Health Action 2020 developed 10 specific goals. They are the first steps for local action and a plan to identify sustainable resources for prevention-focused investments in community health. In partnership with the long-term vision, this effort is maximizing our community resources to improve the quality of life here in Sonoma County. Though the county has experienced job losses in 2008 and will continue to face challenges in the near future, the long-term outlook is good. By 2016, we're expected to increase by almost 29,000 jobs over 2006. These highlight the importance of providing training and education programs that enhance lives by equipping people for higher paying jobs and enabling them to live and thrive in Sonoma County. In the spirit of partnership, the Workforce Investment Board partners with over 30 employment and training organizations to provide the service of JobLink, which offers free assistance with job preparation and job search. County resources like JobLink have readily adapted to the increased demand for job seeker services, placements, and retention. In the past year alone, JobLink served 5,300 people. One of them is in attendance today. Jenny Van Antwerp demonstrates that there is hope after being laid off. After going through the JobLink program, Jenny successfully found a job at Empire College after being laid off by the mortgage industry. For those who need help weathering difficult financial times, CalWORKs, Medi-Cal, food stamps, and local food banks can offer aid. In collaboration with the Volunteer Center and the United Way, Sonoma County provides an information and referral hotline, connecting callers to resources that include food and housing resources and mental health and legal services. This service will go live 24/7 on February 11th as 211. Yes, 211 kicks off on 211. This is an information hotline that by dialing 211, people will be connected to the resources they need. As we face short and long-term challenges in strategic and more effective ways to deal with them, one policy that commands our attention is our criminal justice system. Public safety remains a high priority for the county, and we are committed to keeping all of our community safe. Our criminal justice system currently costs $220 million per year and mostly financed by your local tax dollars, with our forecasts show that if no changes are made in the next 10 years, nearly two-thirds of our county discretionary budget will go to criminal justice. And what does all this spending give us? We book 20,000 people in our jail annually. Recidivism rate is astounding, with 21% of those booked in our jail returning 10 times in their lifetime. Of the 20,000, almost 6,000 disclosed mental health / substance abuse issues. Not unlike the rest of the counties in the state, and perhaps most hauntingly of all, 26% of our adult jail population is under 25 years old. One of every five adults in our jail population has gang affiliation. 1,600 of our youth go through juvenile hall or camps each year, and one-third of them have gang affiliation. In fact, if we don't change how we approach our criminal justice system, we will have to begin construction of another jail at the cost of at least $320 million. And it will cost 10 times this amount to operate it over its lifetime. Those are staggering sums. Further, the waste of human potential and future skilled workers, potential business owners, and vibrant, involved members of our community is truly a tragedy in the making. However, if we change our focus and invest in evidence-based, effective alternatives, we can reduce the cost and size of a future jail and save vital human and financial resources. We know that it costs between $200,000 and $350,000 to build one jail bed, and that does not include lifetime operating costs. But by using these beds for those that pose the greatest risk and investing effective alternative treatments, we are making a wiser decision. It takes an early intervention approach to redirect those who get in trouble with the law. We're proposing an active, integrated, holistic approach that still holds people accountable but will intervene early, divert people from a path of inappropriate behavior or despair, and provide them a roadmap to successful community membership. Many of them, in some cases, we call it same justice sooner. We call it services upstream. Marshaling services and resources early on, leveraging partnerships with community-based organizations, we can head off the growth of crime. And this is a smart investment in our people and your scarce tax dollars. It's a big job, and though we'll need your help in doing this, working in true partnership with others, I have mentioned here schools, nonprofits, faith-based organizations, labor, and businesses, we can succeed and turn one of our biggest, most costly challenges into one of our greatest opportunities. We have learned from past budgetary dilemmas that a short-term outlook based on the now does not create a sustainable future. So we will continue to partner to improve services to those who need it the most, while maintaining and ensuring public safety in our community. We must think anew if we're going to maintain our strongest economic asset, our quality of life. And you saw that in some of our previous reports, how beautiful our community is and our wonderful people here. These are challenging and changing times. Yet our community has many core elements, natural riches that remain constant. Our people, environment, and open space contribute to our quality of life. Our county government has invested in these revenue-generating investments, which also keep and draw people to the area. You heard a little bit mention the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport, in partnership and a lot of hard work to bring in Horizon Airlines, has been a great partnership for our community. And as a local asset, in last year, 70% of those flights were full, which is over the system-wide average for Horizon Airlines. It's a real community benefit for us. Widening improvements of Highway 101 and Highway 12 represent your tax dollars at work. Traffic times and congestion will be reduced as results of these widening, improving our quality of life and our attractiveness to businesses. The passage of SMART last year starts the process of improving commuters' access to rail. Plus, the North Coast Rail Authority, as was mentioned, I sit on, we expect to run freight through the county by the middle of this year. Combined, this infrastructure system provides a solid base for local commerce and enhances our quality of life, helping us to continue to thrive in the future. Additional infrastructure investment will generate local jobs, which have a multiplier effect. For every $1 billion spent in transportation funding, we see approximately 40,000 jobs produced. The county specifically has $53 million in infrastructure projects between roads and parks that are shovel-ready and ready to go. And we'll let President Obama know about it. We've talked about climate change and what we're doing. It was mentioned about an electric car out there. We're looking at a fleet of 50 electric cars as an example of our commitment to innovation and taking the lead. Our cars demonstrate our commitment to greenhouse gas reduction goal. We have more hybrids as a percentage in our fleet than all but four public agencies in the nation. County agencies are innovating and setting the example for environmental best practices. The Sonoma County Water Agency installed 2 megawatts of solar power at agency facilities and is working to use 100% renewable power for its operations. And last year, I announced the Water Agency initiative of carbon-free water delivery by 2015. And we're committed to making, through innovation, that possible. The public-private partnership between the County Human Services Department and the Valley of the Moon Children's Home Foundation began in the mid-1990s as they worked together to fund the Valley of the Moon Children's Home. The final phase of the facility will be completed in early spring of this year, providing a safe place for the county's abused, abandoned, and neglected children. The foundation received a $200,000 grant this past year and put that towards an overall contribution of $5.8 million from the private sector partnership for this project to come to fruition. A local government partnership with PG&E provides funding to promote energy conservation projects in public and private facilities to reduce government greenhouse gas emissions. Sonoma County Regional Parks, partnering with the Sonoma County Agricultural Preservation and Open Space District, Sonoma Land Trust, and local conservation organizations to acquire and maintain new outdoor spaces and recreation opportunities for county residents, a partnership that benefits our quality of life. Recent and near-term purchases include Taylor Mountain, North Slope Sonoma Mountain, Hood Mountain, Mark West Creek, Tole Creek Ranch, Clover Springs, and Jenner Headlands property. All of these are great partnerships that provide the kind of quality of life that we appreciate here in Sonoma County. Now today I've talked about arriving at a point of great challenge and opportunity in our nation as well as in our county. But we cannot look back and we're not going to indict the past. Instead, we want to look forward. It is a great challenge. And as President Obama mentioned, a new era of responsibility. Together, all of us must work to turn challenges into opportunities, innovate ways to meet current needs with the future in mind. We must partner to take action, and undoubtedly we will have some setbacks. But I'm confident and inspired by our capacity to pass the test. We have already laid the groundwork for action, but now there is much more to do. One of my great favorite historical figures, Winston Churchill, once said, "A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty." This is not the time for pessimists. This is the time for real action. Let's work together to make Sonoma County a better place in 2009. Thank you for your attention.
Sonoma County Supervisor Paul Kelly presenting the State of Sonoma County Address, recorded live in Rohnert Park this morning. If you missed part or would like to hear it again, it's available for anytime on-demand listening online at the KRCB website, krcb.org. Economist Steve Cochran, whose analyses have become a regular part of this annual event and who also addressed the group before Supervisor Kelly, will be featured on KRCB's North Bay Report tomorrow. This has been a production of KRCB News. I'm Bruce Robinson. Good night.